from KQED.
This is special election coverage from the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer. Well, polls have been closed in California for about 20 minutes, and the counting is underway, but already the Associated Press has called California for President Obama. And CNN is now projecting that he will be reelected, although there are still many votes to be counted. And here in California, voters are deciding some very big questions tonight in addition to choosing a president. There are 11 ballot measures that will determine funding for public education, changes to the state's three strikes law, whether to eliminate the death penalty, and much more. Mark DiCamillo, director of the Field Poll, is with me, as he will be all night long. But we're going to begin with the presidential race and Henry Brady, dean of the Goldman Public Policy School at UC Berkeley. Professor Brady, at this very moment, what does this race for president look like to you?
It certainly looks like Barack Obama is going to probably win. The fact that Florida and even North Carolina and Virginia have stayed in contention for so long, North Carolina has finally been called for Romney, but basically Florida is still out. And it looks like CNN thinks that Obama's going to win, and that certainly looked like what the polls were telling us yesterday, and it looks like what the results are going to be today.
And what about the popular vote?
Well, the popular vote is still at issue, but when California comes in, that's going to bring a lot of Obama votes because it's a heavily Democratic state. So it's hard to do the math at this point, but I suspect the popular vote will go for Obama as well.
Does it strike you as funny that we've been hearing all season long about how frustrated people are with partisanship, and yet it looks like we're going to keep what we have? We're going to, if the counting continues the way it has so far, President Obama will be reelected, the Senate will remain in Democratic hands, and the House will be controlled by Republicans.
Well, I don't think it's a surprise. I think people like their local member of Congress, and Barack Obama has really been a better candidate than Mitt Romney, and in the end, I think they accepted his arguments that bailing out General Motors and doing the kinds of things he wanted to do with respect to taxes and with respect to Medicare and Medicaid were the right things. And I think those issues were really important in states like Ohio and even Florida, which might still go for Obama.
All right. Thanks very much, Professor Henry Brady, dean of the Goldman Public Policy School at UC Berkeley. Mark DiCamillo, as I said, is with me. And Mark, you've been looking at that first batch of numbers coming out from the Secretary of State. And first of all, what are you finding on Prop 30, the governor's measure to raise income and sales taxes for education?
Well, first of all, this is primarily mail ballot early votes, and what we're seeing about 1.5 million votes cast. Right now, Prop 30 is on the yes side, 53 to 47. And actually, that's being corroborated in the early exit polls of precinct voters who voted this morning. So both sources of information seem to indicate that Prop 30 is leading.
And what would that tell you about the electorate? And perhaps, you know, based on other information you've seen from exit polls, who came out today to vote?
Well, it's so far, it's hard to say the turnout until we get a larger read, especially from the exit polls. But it does look as if the ethnic vote had been a determining factor in the Prop 30 election, because the early vote is showing the white non-Hispanics almost evenly divided on this issue. So if indeed it's passing, it's likely to be because of the Asian vote and also the African-American and Latino vote in California.
And what about Prop 32, which would limit political donations, especially have an impact on organized labor?
That we only have the raw vote to look at. So among the early first 1.5 million vote that's been counted, it's on the no side, 56% to 44%.
And so, and your polling before the election
would indicate that that's consistent with the pre-election polling, right?
And then another one that's going to be closely watched tonight, Prop 34, which would repeal the death penalty, replace it with life in prison without the possibility of parole. What do the early numbers show there?
52% on the no side, 48% on the yes side. This is the closest of all the propositions so far in the early voting.
And we don't know where these votes are coming from.
No, but again, it's the early absentees, and we have a long night ahead of us to watch Prop 34.
And then the other criminal justice issue, Prop 36, which would revise three strikes?
That one is well ahead, 71 to 29, and I would say that's consistent with what the pre-election polls were showing.
And then two last quick ones, 37, genetically modified foods. And
the early vote there is on the no side, 56 to 44.
And then Molly Munger's tax increase.
Molly Munger's really is way down, 73% to 27.
All right. That's Mark DiCamillo from the Field Poll. Let's go now to the field. Judy Campbell is up in Sacramento with the California Democratic Party. And first of all, Judy, there must be some happiness about the way the presidential race is going up there.
There is. There are loud cheers here. People are just trickling in. The party's just getting started, but there's a lot of cheering for the president and for early numbers. And the other big news here at the party is that Jerry Brown's dog, Sutter Brown, has shown up. So there's a lot of barking, a lot of cheering, a lot of squealing. So that's just in the early minutes here.
And so we're hearing just this early batch of numbers coming in for Prop 30. But the governor has a lot riding on this, doesn't he?
He has a lot riding on it. I mean, first, there's for education. The people here will say, you know, that this is a dire situation for education, which is in a troubled state in California. The budget this year was balanced with the assumption that Prop 30 would pass. So if it doesn't, there are about $6 billion in these so-called trigger cuts that will go into effect, and most of them come out of education, the bulk out of K-12 and community colleges. Also, CSU and UC would lose about $500 million. And so some school districts are saying they might have to cut as much as 3 weeks from the school year. But it also has a lot of political consequences. It's the governor's signature campaign. He has a lot riding on it, and if it goes down, it's a big failure.
All right, Judy Campbell tonight in Sacramento. Judy, we'll be checking back with you several times throughout the evening, I'm sure. I want to go now to Michael Montgomery, who is in San Francisco, where the hopefully, I'm saying from their perspective, victory parties for Prop 36, which would reform three strikes, and also Prop 34 to end the death penalty. And Michael, the polling has been encouraging, but we're still, of course, waiting for the numbers. What's your sense of if either of these passed tonight? Why they would have been successful?
Hi, Scott. Well, we have a party here, but it's about the Obama apparent victory. If either of these measures passes, it will be seen around the nation as a repudiation of a very tough set of laws that were set up decades ago with the death penalty. It was reinstated in 1978. And I think it comes down to money. That's really been the selling point, if you will, for both campaigns, with the three strikes, revising three strikes and abolishing the death penalty. It's costing the state a lot of money, and essentially these laws are not doing what they set out to do. That's at least what the supporters are saying.
And then one other aspect of the money, Michael, and we're short on time, is just that how vastly outraised the proponents, they outraised the opposition to both 36 and 34. There was really no campaign to defeat either one of those.
Exactly. There's been almost no campaign on either measure. And we've seen that as the numbers have improved for the death penalty measure, that may be connected to the fact that they have had money to get ads on TV.
All right. Michael Montgomery will be back with you later tonight. You've been listening to live coverage from the California Report. Stay with us throughout the evening right here and online as well at californiareport.org. I'm Scott Schaefer.